Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Dave Sizemore, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Father.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Adam.
Hey, great.
Father Adam.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day and for all of your blessings. We ask that you open our hearts to come to a deeper understanding of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, so good to have you. It's a great pleasure and joy. I thought to kind of start our conversations, we might talk about conversion and especially your own conversion. So one of the ongoing themes of this show is to look at conversion, or we might use the phrase encountering Christ or something like that, you know, subjective acceptance of one's baptismal graces, however one wants to define it.
I've never heard it put that way.
That's the technical theologies for it. But, you know, to kind of analyze these experiences to make them more human, so that people can kind of look at their own experience and how the Lord's broken into their lives, and then also to explain it, to be able to give their own conversion stories when they run into people. So how did you come to meet the Lord?
Well, of course, you know, I grew up in a Catholic family. My mother was Catholic. My dad was agnostic. We were all raised Catholic. So it was kind of interesting growing up in that dynamic because we weren't allowed around my father to talk about the faith to him, you know, to proselytize him, to try to evangelize him. He just didn't want to have any of that. But he was a great man of virtue. So he taught us virtue, you know, like the natural virtues. When I was growing up also in my teenage years, like through junior high and a lot of high school, I became wayward. So I moved away from the practice of the faith.
Where did you grow up at?
I grew up on the east side of Columbus. I went to Groveport Madison High School, and I went to Church of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal.
Okay.
Not too far from Bryce Road area. But yeah, I kind of went away from the faith in a very slow slide over the course of probably about 4 or 5 years. And
if you're comfortable with this, how did your father's example, did it have any influence on that slide, do you think, looking back?
Well, his doubts about whether or not God existed, you know, that comes to play upon the son, you know, and I'm the only son in the family. I have three older sisters. So him just not knowing if there was a God and really not doing anything to search for God, as opposed to my mom, you know, who was always searching for God and very active in her faith and doing her best to pass on the faith to us. I got mixed up in the wrong crowd also. And, you know, trying to be accepted, trying to be cool, trying to be popular, trying to have a community outside of the family. So I did the typical wayward things that a youth would do. And I just kind of slid away from God and from family and really from happiness. And that leads me up to the conversion experience. And one of the things I was thinking about, Father Adam, when I got here is, you know, we're talking about discipleship. And discipleship is often because of an invitation of another, you know. And it was really my mom that saw me kind of sliding away from the family and saw me sliding away from just living a good life. And she saw the friends I was hanging out with, and that also I was struggling with happiness. So she was the one who invited me to come to a healing mass. It was at Sacred Heart Parish.
Ah.
Yeah. And this was probably, guys, I don't know, when I was 10th grade or something like that. And it was this priest that really just concentrated on the healing ministries of the church and really through the sacrament of anointing of the sick and through preaching. So it was his preaching really at that mass that affected me, and it was about forgiveness.
Now, that's beautiful. There's a couple interesting little aspects there is, you know, the encounter with Christ has a human face. You know, we believe in an incarnate God, and this incarnate God is still at work in the world, and he still has a face. And, you know, he had the face of your mother who invited you, and the face of this priest who preached the word and
absolutely
moved your heart.
Yeah. And so I had one of those God experiences, or one of those come to Jesus experiences, or, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior encounter. I mean, they're all under the, you know, basically the same umbrella, meaning a personal experience of God. And, you know, I mean, I could spend an hour talking about that, which, I mean, I know we don't have that. So, but it was a real encounter with God in which I felt his presence. I sensed his love for me, his forgiveness of me, his acceptance of my life, his calling me to more. And it really kind of left me with two questions. He said, you know, now that you know that I exist, David, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? You know, and how, you know, and I just couldn't shake those questions. And so then that led to other people. You know, when I got into college, for instance, I met a group of people who, young adults, college students who were in a prayer group. And they invited me to go deeper into my faith. So again, through that discipleship of others, I came to know Christ in deeper ways.
If you're just tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is the great Father David Sizemore, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. A couple points. We're listening to Father's conversion story. Your mother noticed that you weren't happy.
Yeah.
Now, we know that an encounter with Christ opens us up to a fulfillment, to a happiness that sometimes we don't even realize we need, or we're hungering or desiring or searching for. But her attentiveness, of course, mothers are very attentive, especially to their sons.
Yep.
And when you're the only son,
exactly.
You know. But I think that is a point where we can be an instrument for others' encounters, is to recognize and to even name the unhappiness of those in our lives. When we see that they, you know, that they are called to something more or could be open to a greater fulfillment, it gives us an opportunity to invite them to that.
Absolutely. You know, because the conversion, the encounter, the discipleship, it often happens among friends. And friends know friends, you know, or family knows family, or coworkers know coworkers, and so on, classmates. It's simply paying attention to people that we care about. And when we see that they struggle with happiness or a sustaining joy, that they're not getting fulfillment out of the work, they're struggling in relationships, they are having all kinds of questions and doubts about God, just kind of taking that to prayer and asking the Holy Spirit, Lord, reveal to me, help me to understand what's going on here. And then so you've got the natural observations, and you've got the supernatural assistance of the Holy Spirit helping you to get at the root of what's going on in the lives of people that we care about, you know, like sons and daughters or brothers and sisters. And then from that, just simply inviting them, you know, like we hear in John's Gospel, the call of the disciples to come and see where Jesus stays.
When you had this encounter with Christ at Sacred Heart through this healing service, you said that you felt like the Lord was calling you to something more.
Yeah.
And this is often a part of people's encountering Christ, is that they're sent in a new trajectory. So, for instance, you know, Paul encounters Christ at Damascus, and he's sent, you know, first to Ananias, but then to go out on mission.
Right.
So, your kind of response or follow up to this encounter, you were saying earlier that you went off. You were in college, I think, with a prayer group there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't an instantaneous change. I know that happens, but I've noticed even as a priest that conversions happen in process. You know, they're not just a one-time event. And so that was certainly the case with me, but God gave me a taste of himself, right? You know, he said, come and see, I've got more. And having that experience, I wanted more. And it's funny too, because all my life now as a priest, That's one of the things I've been passionate about, is that I remember what that was like for me. And I remember then the hunger of wanting more, and then discovering that there was more, and that more was always inexhaustible. There was always more. And that's always been a motivation for me in my preaching and my pastoring and the different apostolic initiatives I'm involved with and have been involved over the years. One of the things that's been driving me is a desire to want to give to other people, to invite other people, to set up an environment for other people where they can experience God and then also then experience more.
And it's beautiful, the memory of the conversion, how that really continues you in your zeal, mm-hmm. you know, continues to send you out, and it's something that you want for others.
Absolutely.
And holding on to that, I mean, usually if you've encountered Christ, you remember that you've encountered Christ, and that's what keeps you going.
It is. And that's what, it's not rocket science. It's just loving people and loving God and having the motivation to want more for them.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Father, for this time together. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the conversion of Father Dave. We ask, O Lord, that you continue to bless us and help us to open our hearts to a deeper encounter with you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And this has been Conversations on Discipleship with your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Father Dave Sizemore. And until next time, peace and all good.